First Chronicles chapter 14. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and timber of cedars, with masons and carpenters, to build him a house. And David perceived that Jehovah had established him king over Israel, for his kingdom was highly exalted because of his people Israel. And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begot more sons and daughters. And these are the names of the children which he had in Jerusalem: Shammuah, and Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, and Ibhar, and Elishua, and Elpelet, and Nogah, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Beeliada, and Eliphelet. And the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, and all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it, and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou give them into my hand?" And Jehovah said to him, "Go up, and I will give them into thy hand." And they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. And David said, "God has broken in upon mine enemies by my hand, as the breaking forth of waters." Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And they left their gods there. And David commanded, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves in the valley. And David inquired again of God. And God said to him, "Go not up after them, turn round them, and come upon them opposite the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when thou hearest the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle, for God will have gone forth before thee to smite the army of the Philistines." And David did as God commanded him. And they smote the army of the Philistines from Gibeon even unto Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and Jehovah brought the fear of him upon all the nations,